I'm Bob Boylan from All Songs Considered. The following is the audio from our latest Tiny Desk Concert. To see the video, subscribe to the All Songs Considered Tiny Desk Concert podcast or go to npr.org/tinydeskconcerts.
Outside my window, smell the fresh paint of a comfort shade on this new fall day. Feel the coffee surge through morning veins from half an hour ago. Hear the sound of shots and screams out in the hallway.
Our new record's called American Band, and it's a little different than a lot of other records we've done in the past. We've always been a band that was really, there's always been a pretty serious political element that's run through our music all along, but a lot of times it's been sort of under the surface with us telling stories, sometimes set in other time periods, and but right now we're living in this crazy, crazy time, and as we all, certainly everyone in this room knows, and I don't know, we just felt like we just kind of ended up writing a bunch of songs that were kind of addressing what's going on right now, where we are. And unfortunately, this song, I wrote it a couple years ago, and I'd honestly be really happy if it was just kind of outdated and something we could leave in the past, but that's certainly not the case right now. This song's called What It Means.
Are forgotten. The outer edge is moving
dazzle us, but the core is something rotten. 'Cause we're standing at the precipice of prejudice and fear. We trust science just as long as it tells us what we wanna hear. We want our truths all fair and balanced, as long as our notions lie within it. There's no sunlight in our asses and our heads are stuck up in it. And our heroes may be rapists who watch us while we dream, but don't look for me for answers, 'cause I don't know what it means. What it means. What it means.
Thank you. I guess this is one more, right? Okay. It's a song about things staying the same, and not necessarily in a good way. Heartstrings dangling, rifle the yanking, and a lot of reasons grabby was good. Poor huddled masses singing, boots up their asses, giving grabby what he needed to pull. All the way back to where ghosts from the past were still fighting their wars from the grave. Complete with record burning and threatening and spurning the crime of getting blood on the page. Since the big one ended, we'd been mostly pretending. I had the same gumption and grit as the greatest among us. When harm came upon us, we wouldn't hesitate to defend. But with or against, something's been out to get us, and it looked like something finally did. No nobler cause in our lifetime for setting our sails to the wind. Once they banned Imagine, it became the same old war it's always been. Once they banned Imagine, it became the war it was when we were kids. Once they banned Imagine, it became the same old war it's always been. Once they banned Imagine, it became the war it was when we were kids. Are you now or have you ever been in cahoots with the notion that people could change? When history happens again, if you do or you did, you'll be blamed. From baseless inquiry to no-knocking entry, becoming the law of the land, to half-cocked excuses for bullet abuse regarding anything browner than tan. Once they banned Imagine, it became the same old war it's always been. Once they banned Imagine, it became the war it was when we were kids. Once they banned Imagine, it became the same old war it's always been. Once they banned Imagine, it became the war it was when we were kids.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.